And joining me now on the First Financial Bank pregame show here from Gordon Wood Stadium is former Eastland Maverick quarterback, current Incarnate Word quarterback. He's with the Cardinals of Incarnate Word down in San Antonio, Trent Britton. Trent, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Trent, you're very familiar to playoff football. As your senior year, the Eastland Mavericks advanced to the regional quarterfinals. Tell us a little bit about your high school experience being a Maverick.
Really, it was an amazing experience. It really set me up for what we got down here in San Antonio, and really it's just a blessing. It was just a great, fun time of my life, honestly.
And you were one of the first classes under Coach Brian Hewlett and his spread offense, and you excelled as the spread quarterback for the Mavericks.
Yes, sir. It's really just a fun system to be in any sense, and The way that we were able to do it and to do it successfully really made it extremely fun, yes, sir.
Very talented team from 2 years ago. This team has not lost, the Mavericks have not lost a district contest in over three seasons. They've been district champs for the last 3 years undefeated. That's an amazing accomplishment, starting with your senior year.
Yes, well, just with what Coach Hewlett has brought into Eastland and the coaching staff there, it's just a winning atmosphere, and that's really where it starts. And it's really an amazing thing to say that you can go on three seasons without losing a district game, coming from what we had before, not as successful as we have been in these last couple of years.
This team here, I don't think because of your college schedule, have you got to see them play this year yet?
No, sir, I have not.
A very special team. Also, I compare it very favorably to your senior year, being led by, Josh Moreland at quarterback. We've had three quarterbacks in a row, starting with Josh's brother, Jared, win the Ford Big Tough Player of the Week award. He won it his senior year. You won it, and now Josh won it in week one this year.
Yes, sir. Well, being like my senior year, I've heard nothing but good things from this class that's there now, and really it's fun just hearing about it. You come from it and you want them to succeed and do well, and really I couldn't say anything bad about any of them there. Really great group of guys, just from what I knew from my short experience with them when they were sophomores, I guess. But Josh is a great leader, and he does what it takes to get the job done.
Trent, you graduated and you went down to Incarnate Word down there in San Antonio, a program that is making a transition from Division II to Division I. Last year you had an injury, I think it occurred maybe during preseason, so they redshirted you, but you won the starting job this year.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was real excited about winning the starting job. We got some really good quarterbacks down here, And really, our transition into D1, it was a tough thing. We hadn't been real successful in the past being a new program. It's hard to get going, hard to get good recruits. But this year, it was actually our first winning season in school history. So it's really a blessing to be down here and be with the group of guys that I have down here now.
Hey, what a fun game we had up at McMurray a couple of weeks ago. That was a shootout.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was definitely a fun one.
I think Corey Pippen was hoping he might get to pick you off at some point or another.
We had talked a few times during the week, and there might have been a few trash talking going on. But that's all part of the game. It's part of the fun.
And great performance not only by you, but also Corey had a good game that week as well, and it was a lot of fun to watch. But the next week, y'all hosted ACU, a team that had beaten you earlier in the year, and picked up your sixth win of the season, and congratulations on that. That's a huge, huge accomplishment. ACU, a very talented program, also making the jump to D1.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're a really good football team, and really the first time we played them, turned the ball over five times, where they had 27 points off that, and it's hard to beat any team when you turn the ball over five times. And really, that was our focus, was to do better at that, in that aspect of the game, and we did that, and we came out on top, which we could have, I feel like, in the first game, but we didn't come prepared to play as well as we did last week.
And your numbers last Saturday, I think I saw something 22 of 33 or something like that, over 200 yards and a TD.
Yes, sir. Touchdown running, and I believe it was two passing.
All right, very good. How much longer do you have in your season? One more game?
Yes, sir. We have Angelo State tomorrow night, or tomorrow at 2, And yes, so that'll be the last one on our schedule.
All right, Trent. Well, good luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the First Financial Bank pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
That's Trent Britton, former Eastland Maverick quarterback, current quarterback for Incarnate Word. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more of the First Financial Bank pregame show live from Gordon Wood Stadium.